from morning to night, it's just hate because of what? My papa gave money, not my fault. I work hard. I deliver hits. I take care of my people. So if you got a problem with me, suck
my I think that's the main part, you know what I'm saying? Is that that's just what I want to talk about, that spirit of not giving a fuck, you know what I'm saying? Now, looking at a discography, now the nigga is funny. So looking at what he has done over the past years and to remain relevant for a decade, it's not easy as an artist. We've seen so many artists who just drop off hit singles like for like 3 months, we're all over the places, and all of a sudden they just went off the radar, you know. But this one, he has been consistent, you know. I remember back then when I was in primary school, you know, I always listened to Davido music. Davido was like the rainy thing then. Just imagine sitting down one day and say, I'm gonna be called Davido. And now I think that's an inspiration from the Lord. You know what I'm saying? From the Lord of hosts. So looking at Dami Duro as a case study, you know. That song was a hit in those days under the Omo Babalo, where it was a banger. That Emma Dami Duro, Duro, like Jesus Christ, that song was crazy. You know, looking at what that song actually did, that's what brought out, you know his popularity as Davido, that took him to what he has to be, you know, that Omo Babalawo, Omo Babalawo in 2011. And the album music is a mixture of Afrobeat and hip hop. And, you know, Davido worked with Jay Sleek, Malik Berry, even Gospel on the Beats and Spells. I think Dr. Frabs and Mr. Chido, Theory Sounds and Shizzy to produce the album. So it was a lot of work he did there. It was a lot of commitment he did to get that song, you know, get that EP into what it is, to the Raining Bit those days back then, 2011. And, you know, Future's guest appearance from Nito C, like Shina Rambo, B-Red, his cousin, K-Switch, Ice Prince, and Two-Face, you know, to actually have Two-Face on your song, he's just like actually a blessing. He's just like saying, you want to have, how will I put this analogy to you guys now? It's just like saying, for example, you have Thomas Edison, the father, is it, who created light bulb or something, come to look at your project. That's just how it is, you know. Actually seeing Two-Face, you know, coming on your project is a lot of things. It's just like saying, for example, I'm a rising artist and Drake comes, you know, as a guest appearance on my album. You know what it is, you know, the impact in it. So, and he received, this first one, he received general negative reviews from the music critics. So many people were like, nah, nigga, you waste a lot of money, you know, they be talking shit, they be saying a lot of trash talking. You know, it's just like kind of an encouragement, will I say. To him, it was like an encouragement to do more. People actually was like, this was fucking off the limit, you know what I'm saying? But I actually admire what it is to be a Davido, like, you know, just a minute to walk under his shoes and see what he's coping with. And people like the negative reviews from music critics and who panned its lyrical content and Davido's songwriting. And funny enough, the album won Best R&B Pop Album and received a nomination for Album of the Year at the Headies in 2013, and it was also nominated for the Best Album of the Year in the 2013 Nigerian Entertainment Awards, you know what I'm saying? So the new Nito C assisted track, That's Back When, was released as the album's lead single on May 7th, 2011. And it was produced by Davido himself and received frequent airplay. So Davido told television channel Factory 78, he recorded Back When in London, and the Clarence Peters directed music video for Back When was uploaded to YouTube on May 9, 2011. So the album's second single, which is Dami Duro, that song that was really, really popular, which was released on October 30th, 2011, was jointly produced by Davido and Shizzy. And, you know, he has just been talking about different things. And in all the interviews, you know, he said he recorded the song in August that year, and the song was leaked 3 months after he sent it to some of his friends. So, the accompanying music video for Dami Duro was released on January 8, 2012, during the Occupy Nigerian protest. So, now looking at the third album, that's the third album single, Ekuro, was that's Ekuro, sorry. Ekuro, la la ba, kueva. You know what I'm saying? That song was like, it's will I say, the vibe in it. I think some people should go back and listen to those beats, and you really understand, you know, where this guy is coming from. You know what I'm saying? So that was released on January 25th, 2012, and its music video was recorded and directed in Miami by Antoine Smith. So, Nigerian singer Aramide released a soulful rendition of that song. Yeah, she did. I heard the version to it, and people have been doing like some refixes and remixes to it. And why the album's single Overseas was released on May 6th, 2012, and an unfinished version of the song was leaked prior to its official release. And the Gospel on the Beats produced track, which is All For You, All of You, was released as the album's fifth single on September 28, 2012. And you see, there's just a lot of bangers in that EP, well, that's the EP or album. So he put a lot of work in it and put a lot of energy. And then we all told Factory 78 TV he recorded the song with Gospel on the Beats after meeting him at the mall. So, you know, that was just like a lot of work and energy put into that album. Why in 2013, on February 25, 2013, Davido released that Shizzy produced track called Gobi, that almost see Gobi. I remember back then I was in year one, that was in GSS one, junior secondary school one. I just got from primary school to GSS one, and I think I remember, was it third term? Third term 2013. We had a senior, I think the senior was in, yeah, was graduating, so you know, for us not to actually beat him up and be that way, he brought his laptop and played that song for us, the video. And wow, I was like, that song was really a vibe. He played the song from the beginning to the end, just, you know, it'll tell us that, you know, he's gonna be leaving the school and, you know, just do a little good to keep himself in like in good tracks, like, you know what I'm saying. So that Gobi was ranked second on Premium Times in the list of top 10 songs in 2013. And in a review for Vanguard newspaper, Charles Belu said the song exude fun from start to finish. That's other people, you know, talking about the review. And for me personally, that song was a hit. It was a really, really good hit as a vibe. And, you know, Davido came out to say on Twitter that One of a Kind will be released on May 13, 2013. And the song was also produced by Shizzy. And the video for One of a Kind was recorded and directed in South Africa by Tebza of Godfather Productions. And it depicts a united Africa that is rich in culture and music. So now, looking at Skelewu, that song, Skelewu was like, oh my goodness, that was another level type of shit, you know what I'm saying? That was, oh Jesus Christ, that was a banger. Like, I actually, you know, it takes a lot for musicians to come out and make bangers. Like, that's the credit I give to them. It's not easy to sit down and write songs and, you know, go to the studio and sing and create bangers. It's not easy. Some people like think it's bread and butter, you know. Some people just go out there, sing rubbish and nonsense and like, okay, I've sang a song. You know what I'm saying? But that was really a banger. So Davido promoted Skelewu on 18th of August 2013 by uploading an instructional dance video that was directed by Jazzy Generation to YouTube. And the video's release was accompanied by announcement of Skelewu dance competition. So Skelewu was supported with two music videos, and the first music video, directed by Sesson, was released on 15 October 2013. And it was uploaded to YouTube using a parody account. And shortly after the video's release, Davido said someone betrayed him by releasing it, and that he will make another video with Mo Musa, a UK-based music video director. And in a statement released by his team, Shayson said Davido was satisfied with the contributions to the music video. And you know, there was a lot of back and forth on that music video, and we have a lot of things. And in 2014, Davido released that song Aye, produced by T-Spice. Oh my goodness. You know, at the ending of the episode, of the ending of episodes, I will be playing some of the songs, because these songs were actually, like I said, made from the Lord. You know what I mean? So it's that song was a banger. Everyone knew that song. I kept playing it on repeat. That song, you know, she know I'm Ferrari. Oh my god, you know what I'm saying? He did a lot for that gender. So, and in the video, Davido plays a poor farmer who falls in love with a prince fiancé, and you know, it was a single with South African duo Mafikizilo tied to T'Challe, when all the songs. So, looking at other songs, and in June 2014, Davido collaborated with a lot of artists, Mikasa, Lola Ray, Sarkodie, Diamond Platinums, and Tiwa Savage on African Rising, a song that was used for DSTV eponymous campaign to inspire Africans to partake in community-based social investment projects. So the accompanying music video for Africa Rising was recorded and directed by South African production house called Back Dreams, and the artist performed the songs and at the African Rising launch ceremony in Mauritius. So in June 2015, Davido released the Meek Mill assisted trap song Fans Me. You know, that was another level, and he teased the fans with the audio and behind the scenes photographs of the video prior to releasing it. So these are a lot of his discography, his works that I'm actually going through. You know, he had like different albums, Omo Baba Oluwo, A Better Time, A Good Time. I think for me, A Good Time or A Better Time, and things, that's the song that I can relate to, because that was, you know, when I actually listened to it, I had the time to, you know, listen to those albums, and I see a lot of work and vibe and energy put in those projects. So it's not really an easy thing, you know what I'm saying? So I think in Davido's trending track album, The Baddest, was first scheduled for release in June 2015, but its release was postponed to October 10 that year, 2 days prior to his date. The album was delayed because of an unnamed corporation's interest in distributing it. So Davido had released the album's cover art and track listing earlier that year, and The Baddest was going to feature productions from Sheezy, The Bells Pels, JFM, Don Jazzy, you know what I'm saying, Puffy T, Uhuru, Kid Domina, and Young John. So that was like, it's just like, you know what I'm saying, if you've eaten pizza before, you know, no, let me put this, if you've eaten shawarma before, you know, the juice, the cream, the chickens inside, and the hot dog in it, you know, just eating them together gives you that kind of, oh my goodness, you know, the taste and feeling. So that's what Davido was actually doing in The Baddest. You know, you have a lot of these people in this song, and it was also going to feature guest artists such as P-Square and even Runtown, like I said, and Meek Mill and Trey Songz. So in January 2016, Davido announced on Twitter he signed a record deal with Sony Music, and his announcement was met with mixed reaction. So the record label put out a press release to confirm the deal, and Davido's record deal with Sony requires him to release 2 albums and allows him to retain the rights to his music and performances. And later that year, Davido founded the record label Davido Music Worldwide, we know as DMW, and you know, a few months later he signed a lot of artists in it, you know, which is Mayokun, Peruzzi, Yondar, and Dremel, and you know what I'm saying, that was what has been reigning. And in July 2016, Davido signed a record deal with RCA Records, and you know, he's just been doing a lot of things. So in 2017, that If and Fall, Fire and Assurance, those were like bangers. Oh my goodness, that If I Tell You Say I Love You, you know what I'm saying, that song was from 2017 to 2018. I remember back then in school doing our social nights. Oh my goodness, that song was always on repeat. Like, I felt the vibe in that song, you know. you just put me on another level. You know what I'm saying? Some people might say you're on a cruise, you know, if you're taking something. So that song put me on another level. It just listened to the poetry of it. You know, that song, it was really a vibe. And Davido won Best African Act at the 2017 Mobile Awards, and he released that EP on February 17, 2017. So I think back then I was in senior secondary school one or two. So yeah, it was a lot of things. So no, yeah, I think two. So it was produced by Tekno, and who goes through the track for Davido, like some people were saying. And the song was certified diamond by the Recording Industry of South Africa, and indicating shipments of 200,000 units. And if won Best Pop Single and the Song of the Year at the Headies in 2018, and reviewing for OK Africa, and you know, that song was, like I said, is a slow burner with an offusy beat that sounds hollow out and isn't clear with instruments. So the music video for If was recorded in London, and it was directed by Director Q and produced by Tunde Babalola. And you know, Davido teamed up with menswear designer Orange Culture to release a capsule collection inspired by If. So, and that was just a banger. And also Fall, That Money Fall on You, that song was on another level. And that was on June 2nd, 2017. It samples a line from Kojo Fun's track, Done Talking. So Fall was certified platinum by the Recording Industry of South Africa, and was one of the top 100 most Shazam searches, you know, search single in America, and in January 2019, and was a top 10 record on Shazam in New York. So in February 2019, it became the longest charting Nigerian pop song in Billboard history. You know what I'm saying? That was crazy. That was crazy. So Fall was ranked at number 163 on Pitchfork's list, and of 200 best songs of the 2010s. And the accompanying music video for Fall was directed by Nigerian-born British video director Daps. And in December 2018, the video surpassed 100 million views and becoming the most viewed video by a Nigerian artist on YouTube. So I'd see Davido put in a lot of work into his discography, into his works, into his project. And Davido released Fire in November. So If Fall and Fire were just like the ingredients for shawarma, you know what I'm saying? You have the hot dog in there, you have the vegetables in it, that was the cabbage and stuff, and you have the cream in it, you know what I'm saying? Plus the unleavened bread, you know what I'm saying? That's just like crazy. So, and the song was described as a new highlight track and was produced by Fresh VDM. And in its second verse, Davido addresses his arrest and Caroline Danjuma's role in fueling the rumor he was involved in the death of Thabo Umenike. That was during a time that, you know, there was controversies about Davido being in the death of somebody. And you know, he manages to reflect some of his recent personal struggles without directly dishing it into sensitive details. So if you listen to Davido's song, if you closely listen to his songwriting, Davido is trying to, you know, he reflects some of his struggles as a rich boy, like so many people say, a son of as a rich kid, you know. And now he just told you in sensitive details, you know, without directly dishing it, and you might not really notice it. One thing about Nigeria, we love the beats, we love the vibes. So reviewing for music in Africa and other things, and you know, there's so many people that reviews this music, and it's just crazy. So there's a lot of songs, and Davido released Assurance on April 30, 2018. That was for his girlfriend, and he released it to coincide with her 23rd birthday. So that was all over. Everyone was singing Assurance, 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 Insurance. And, you know what I'm saying? That was just a lot of things. It's a lot of music projects. There's a lot of things in it. So he has a lot of things. In 2019, he had the arena concert, the Blow My Mind, Risky, A Good Time, and A Better Time. And you know that you know, in 2019, Davido sold out the O2 Arena in London, and he became the second solo African artist to do so after Wizkid in 2018. So he was introduced on the stage by Idris Elba and performed several of his hit singles with the backing band and the composer. And Carolyn Sullivan of The Garden gave the concert 4 stars out of 5, calling David an alpha. You know what I'm saying? And that was also in the Blow My Mind. Chris Brown assisted the track Blow My Mind that was released on July 26, 2019, and it was produced by Sheezy and was initially intended to release as the album's lead single. So Blow My Mind contains lyrics around, you know, about a girl who blows Davido mind simply. You know, Davido just be talking about women and girls, you know what I'm saying? That was just a crazy hit on it. So there's a lot of things Davido has been into. His work of art is really outstanding, you know what I'm saying? So that was just a lot, you know. You know, on December 14, 2020, Davido announced that his third studio album, A Better Time, has accomplished over 213.2 million streams in 1 month. Yo, niggas, you know, I want you to think about this. No, just digest this. Really, digest it.